My name's Matt Milner. This is Locals Only. We're going to play one more before we head over to Studio 2A with Straight Villain. This is Macaulay Vulkan, and they're going to be playing this weekend over at Congress. They'll be joining Things That Aren't Words for that EP release show. This one's called Panic at the Costco. Was Macaulay Vulkan and Panic at the Costco off of their album Prison Simulator Baseball. They'll be at Congress on Friday night to open up for Things That Aren't Words as part of their EP release show. With that, we're ready to transition into the live portion of tonight's broadcast. We'll head over to Studio 2A, where I'll be joined by Straight Villain. They've got a new EP coming out Thursday night. The release show is going to be at Playground. So without further ado, live from Studio 2A, here is Straight Villain.
Thank you. up all night. This was not your reward, what you fight me for. This is not your collide, so let's start to ride. When I think that I notice you, but I know for sure from your lessons.
Yeah. You're asking me to stay. Well, hell no, but I would if I wanted to. I would if I wanted to. Everybody get back inside. Everybody hop in my ride. Oh, all I ever wanted was your love. Oh, 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 oh. It's all we have for somewhere.
Villain. Guys, thank you so much for coming down tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to start off with introductions. We'll go around the room. Let us know who you are, what you're playing tonight.
I am Jonathan Vinchuk, and I am playing the lead guitar.
Yeah, got to get in the mic, dude. Looks like you've been here before.
I am Jonathan, and I play the lead guitar in Straight Villain.
Nice. I'm Tyler. I play rhythm guitar and vocals.
I'm Craig. I'm the bassist.
Casey, I play drums and
books. I'm Christopher. I play saxophone, and I hear for sprinkles, lots of them.
Cherry on top.
There you go. So this is a relatively new group, but let's talk about the history. So how did you guys get together?
Well, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, on a planet called my dad's garage, Tyler and I met up. We both... You know, we have the same kind of style of music. You play guitar, I play drums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Magic happens.
Yeah, just from, like, an acoustic guitar that you couldn't hear anything with a full kit, just, like, you know, trying to...
Oh, yeah, it was like a 25-watt
amp. We're just, like, trying to hear each other.
Right.
Uh-huh. It was good times, though.
I've been there.
Yeah.
So how long ago were those early garage sessions?
We're looking at like 13 years, 12 years ago? 13?
Yeah, something like that. Maybe
you guys should be
10.
Right. Maybe 10. Exactly. Time flies.
Well, it took so long, bro. When are you doing?
Yeah.
You didn't meet Craig and I.
Yeah, what's up? Where were you at?
No,
hey,
we.
Let's not forget you.
I was working with Casey at the time for like 4 years, and he was always asking me to jam with him on drums and never did it. All of us in here, John and I, myself, we've been in Tucson bands. Mm-hmm. Playing mostly metal, you know, and just trying to branch out, do something new. These guys were good. I jammed with them for like a year,
two
or 3 years ago. It was a lot of fun, but then, you know,
and
life changes
us
in different places, you know, and then came back, and Jonathan was free and always wanted to jam in a project with him, and got a hold of Casey and Tyler, and just been going at it for, what, 7 months, 8 months now?
Yeah. Been in the studio most of the time.
Yeah, been in the studio, got... two shows under the books, doing a third one on Thursday night. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Super fast. Yeah, that's for sure.
So what was it, you know, of all the things that had to kind of come together for the for this group to be able to emerge, what was kind of the final kick that you needed to finally turn, you know, the collaborations that you'd had over the years into this band?
Bass and lead guitar.
Yeah.
Exactly what we got to.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're just trying to take it to that next level.
Yeah.
I'd say for me, knowing Craig for as long as I have, Craig the bass player, hearing Casey and Tyler, super solid singers, I had an offer to go play music in Tennessee, and I went and checked it out and realized that this group of dudes, I've been playing music now for roughly 12 years in bands full-time, and the way everything gels with this group is, like, magnificent. The camaraderie in this band is awesome, and that makes it extremely fun, and you can see the future ahead, you know, basically.
Just having a good time.
It's all about having a good time and taking things seriously, but not too seriously.
Right.
Sure. That right there.
Yeah. So, you know, of the years of collaboration in this room, I'd be curious, was the sound that we're hearing right now, is that stylistically similar to what someone would have heard, or at least would they've heard the kernel of this style when they were listening a couple years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago?
A kernel.
Yeah.
Definitely a kernel.
Yeah.
Old school. I mean, these songs are written long time
ago.
Yeah,
and those two particular... Yeah, those two particular songs were in D. We switched between D and E tuning, so, I mean, we're probably going to kick it off into, like, a more, you know, standard style of play, if you will.
Yeah. So those songs were some of the earlier ones that you've had for a while?
Yeah, maybe not, like, the very first, but, like, you know, there at the beginning.
Yeah, close to it.
Lessons, the first one we played, actually, I take that back, it's a little newer. Mm. You know, it's probably, it's, like, of the same style, but a newer song. So,
when you've got songs that you have been, you know, playing around with for a long time, in some cases, you know, up to a decade or so, and you've got a chance now to bring them out into the world with a full band, what's that like, especially for the two of you who have been able to, you know, play together for as long as you have? What's it like hearing these songs now, you know, with a live audience and kind of out in their fully formed version?
I think it's awesome. I mean, it's just like the difference between, you know, just playing around and, you know, that next level.
Yeah. Now going, like, to the playground and playing on the rooftop.
And changing lives.
You know,
it's
crazy.
So Thursday is going to be the release of the EP. We'll talk about that, more during our next break, but real quick, so Thursday at Playground is the release show, but are there other ways for people to keep track of upcoming shows or to be able to, you know, buy a copy of the EP online? Anywhere we can direct folks?
Yeah, we're going to be on Bandcamp. It's going to be Bandcamp Straight Villain.
Cool.
And we're also on Facebook, Straight Villain on Facebook.
CD Baby soon.
We're going to try and get on Spotify, iTunes. We're looking at all markets. Definitely hit us up on Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, if you want a CD for, like, right now, like tomorrow, you could just hit us up on Facebook and give us an address, and
Tyler will deliver.
I'll deliver on my bike. I'll cruise over on my bike and be like, "What's up?"
There you go.
Start throwing them out like frisbees.
Yeah,
call them alone.
All right, we're gonna get into our next set here with Straight Villain. You're listening to Locals Only, and again, their release show is going to be on Thursday night over at Playground.
I'm all about it, about it, about it.
Thank you.
think I found a way for you and I to finally flee. So I called you on the tin can phone. A rendezvous, a thought or two to make sure we're alone. I think I found a way for you and I to finally fly. To myself, now potentialities are bound and living under my shell. You choose your destination from a dark lit canopy, and we'll be there. So I called you on the tin can phone, a rendezvous, a thought or two to make sure we're alone. I was thinking, was dreaming of some thoughts that were seemingly possible. We're gonna fly so far away, and we're making sure to laugh while we experience anti-gravity.
Locals only, and my name is Matt. I'm live in Studio 2A with Straight Villain. Guys, thanks again for coming down tonight.
Oh man, thank you so much for having us.
So we are celebrating the release of your new EP, Thursday night at Playground is going to be the release show. What time does that get started?
It gets started at 7. We're fortunate enough to have an awesome musician from Phoenix coming down named Jay Allen. Cool. He's going to play an acoustic set for us. He's unbelievably talented. We're really excited to have him there, and then we're going to get on there hopefully around 8:15.
Cool.
So we can get some of our friends that we know work in the morning home before, you know, the wee hour of 1 a.m.
Right, so. Right. So you mentioned before that though this band in its current form has existed for somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 or 8 months, that almost right away you were in the studio starting to work on this EP. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of just took off. Lucky enough to have this unbelievable guitarist over here that can also do some
he's blushing, look at him.
Pretty good recording, you know, and he took it upon himself to just track us, edit, and we had help from his roommate Alex, so it's just all in-house production, and yeah, just kind of went from there, and he took his time with it, made sure that every note sounded as crisp as it could possibly get to his standards, which are very high, so we're all extremely happy with it. Sounds great, and we're excited for everybody else to hear it.
And you, given that you started recording pretty early in the life of the band, did you have a sense when you started of what the fully formed songs would sound like, or is that something that evolved just through the process of tracking and recording the album?
I know I can speak for John because he came in at such a later time. These songs are what now, Casey? How old?
Yeah, most of these songs are already written before we had the privilege of playing with Craig and John. But we do look forward to creating new material.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but these songs definitely evolved because John got a hold of them while putting in the pre-production, and you know he had to have something. He's a lead guitarist, so he's figuring things out. So
threw some greasy licks in there.
Honestly, sent it to a new level that I don't think these guys were expecting, and I know I wasn't expecting at all. No. So
as soon as you guys came aboard, it just blew up.
And it just so happened that a good friend of mine, Chris Gutierrez, you guys heard that on that sax, right? Radio Land, amazing. So he came back to town, and we were doing this project, and it's just such a great friend of mine, and I asked him, hey, would you be willing to come and just throw some saxophone on? And he jumped to the opportunity, and he's been playing some sax for us. He's got some on the album, and we're really excited about it. He's going to be at the show on Thursday,
and it'll be a playground.
It's going to be unbelievable. So yeah, we're really excited about it.
Awesome. And once again, there's people will be able to find the album on Bandcamp or CD Baby, but for the time being, Facebook is a great way to keep track. Instagram as well, and then your email address as well, straightvillain@gmail.com. Right now, obviously, all the energy is around this EP, around Thursday's show, but you already alluded to the idea that you're starting to get excited about working on material as a full band. Mm-hmm. So is that a process that started or is about to start?
Honestly, this show has been our main focus in finishing the EP to have it ready for the show.
Sure.
It was time-consuming, this guy. He definitely puts in long hours out of the day, and then he goes home and puts even more hours in at night.
Yeah.
So we couldn't thank him enough and wanted to take his time with it.
And my pleasure.
Yeah, we got it down. And yeah, it's just been kind of focusing on this show, making sure we're ready to go for the people that come down to have a good time with us.
Excellent.
And then after that, definitely working on new music. I know these guys are awesome musicians and can come to the plate. Table with something to go off of right then and there, and we can just riff it and create some magic. We're looking forward to it, honestly.
Excellent. Well, we've got time to squeeze in a few more songs. Did you have three more that you wanted to play here tonight?
Two more?
Yeah, okay.
Then, maybe play one off of the...
Great. Yeah, so if we have time, I'll sneak into the other room. If we have time to play one off of the CD, what would you want to hear if we could squeeze one in?
Let's just keep going with Balcony.
Throw Balcony out there.
Okay.
Balcony Beauty.
All right, so we're going to hear a couple more live, and then if we've got time, we'll try to squeeze in one track from the EP to hear as well. But you've been listening to Straight Villain here on Locals Only. Thanks for listening, everybody, and Straight Villain will play us out here.
Sit back, relax, and kick off your shoes like my homie Luda do, because it's how I roll, and it's how you should too, because I'm ill as can be. Call me Marcus. You Barkley, you Barkless. We bring you back to reality, regardless of salary, because that's just how I roll, because I'm T-double, and I gotta bounce. We high as Hubble, because of we coming at your ears, supersonic speed. Don't shed a tear, no, not for me. We're standing here, ironically. We're trying to build our dynasty. You know who, but I ain't bringing up your T-double-dash. And you know I fill my cup up to the T. top, cause you know that I won't stop tonight, cause I, the place I call the best. Call it AC high, call it the bottom left. Got my hands all up on the bottle's neck. Drink it up, my friends, yeah, we're calling it. Not a night, but a weekend. You can spend our nights drinking. We can spend the whole season. We don't have to have a reason. We can lay out our material things. Be disappointed in the joy they don't bring. We'll conversate a little longer tonight. I said we're stronger in the fight against all the minus. Call me your highness. Take off the crown, throw it on the ground, cause it's over. Your funky reign is over. Click, click, kaboom. You've just been hit with a straight villainous flavor. And if you don't believe it, so then straight up ask all the neighbors. I said it must be a Tuesday after seven. Feels like my body's left my soul. I'm headed straight to heaven like a parasite. And what's wrong and what's right? I didn't want to do it. You made me want to fight, but I'm a magician. I disappear like smoke. So sit yourself down and let us give you a toke. Cause we're coming at your ears, supersonic speed. Don't shed a tear, no, not for me. We're standing here, ironically. We're trying to build our ever-loving dynasty. And you know who, but I ain't bringing up. Yo, it's T, double, I'm fast. And you know I fill my cup up to the top. Cause you know that I won't stop tonight. Cause I, the place I call the best. Some call it AZ, I call it the bottom left. Got my hands all up on the bottleneck. Drink it up, my friends, yeah, we're calling that. Not a night, but a weekend. We can spend our nights drinking. We can spend the whole season. We don't have to have a reason. We can lay out our material things. Be disappointed in the joy they don't bring. We'll conversate a little longer tonight. I said we're stronger in the fight against all the minus. Call me your highness. Take off the crown, throw it on the ground, cause it's over. Your funky reign is over. Whoa.
Because I'm telling you, welcome to paradise, a place where Mamma Mia, craziness dancing.
calling us outdoors. And before I miss my chance to take her,